안녕하십니까? 2023학년도 6월 고등학교 2학년 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2023학년도 6월 고등학교 2학년 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 학교 번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생 준수 사항을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 다섯 개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, I'm Jason Adams. I'll be teaching chemistry this semester. It's very nice to meet you all. Before we start, let me tell you the most important things to remember when you write your reports. You should use brief sentences to make them clear. If your reports are full of long and complex sentences, they'll be hard to understand. Also, be careful not to use difficult words without any explanations. You may think it makes your reports look professional, but the readers may be confused, and you won't be able to convey the intention of your writing. You need to keep these things in mind when you write your reports.
2번, 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Michael. What happened? You look tired.
Hi, Claire. I can't sleep well. My daughter has been up crying the past few nights.
It must be hard. What do you think is wrong?
My wife and I have been trying to get her to sleep alone in her room.
Ah, she might feel afraid because she's not used to sleeping alone yet. Why don't you give her something she likes when she sleeps?
You mean like blankets or stuffed animals?
Exactly. My son had the same problem for a while, but after sleeping with his favorite toy robot, he's come to sleep well on his own.
So, do you think it really helped him feel more comfortable and sleep better?
I believe so. I've heard that young children's favorite items generally give them psychological comfort.
Okay, I'll give it a try. Thanks for your advice.
3번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Sally, welcome to my studio. It's good to see you.
Thanks for inviting me, Chris.
I hear your new song everywhere these days. I like it a lot.
Oh, do you? I think it's been popular since it was used in a TV commercial.
You must be thrilled. Did you listen to the file I sent you?
Yes, I did, and I love it. How did you come up with such a sweet and beautiful melody?
While taking a walk along the beach, I was so inspired by the sound of the waves.
That explains why the melody sounds very refreshing.
I thought of you as soon as I wrote it. I think it will go very well with your voice.
I like the songs you've composed, so I've always wanted to sing one of your songs.
I'm flattered. Shall we get started?
Charles,
come and look at this photo. My mom took it last weekend.
Oh, you went to that park that I really want to visit. The square sign here says Riverside Park.
Right. I went there on a picnic with my family. The weather was terrific.
That's wonderful. Why are those two balloons tied to the tree?
They're in celebration of the second anniversary of the park's opening.
How pretty! And you're holding a book.
Yes, it's the book that you gave me as a present on my birthday. That book was so interesting.
I'm so glad to hear that. Actually, I was worried about whether you would like it.
It was a great choice. And look at this star-patterned mat. The park gave it out for free as a second anniversary souvenir.
Cool. By the way, I wonder why that ball is on the table.
My brother brought it to play soccer.
I see. You must have had a good time on the picnic. Hello, this is Sky Print Shop.
Hi, this is Lisa Morris. I'm a teacher from Evergreen High School. Could I speak with the manager, Mr. White?
Speaking. How may I help you?
Well, I checked the cover design of our club activity book, and I'd like to change it a bit. I'm afraid it seems too simple.
I see. How about adding student pictures or the school mascot?
Sounds good. I think putting the school mascot on the cover will make it look better.
No problem. Could you send me the image later? Then I'll add it.
Okay. Also, I emailed the introduction page of the book to you this morning. Did you get a chance to check it out?
Yes, I did. It looks pretty good. Are there any other changes you want to make?
No, that's all. Do you think I can get the books by next week?
Of course. If you send the image file of the mascot, we can add it to the cover and then start printing right away.
I'll send it to you now. Thank you.
Good
afternoon, sir. May I help you?
Yes, please. I'm looking for swimming goggles for my kids.
We have several kinds. Take a look at this display.
All right, thank you. Oh, how much are these? These would be perfect for my children.
They're $50 each. They're anti-fog, which guarantees clear vision for fast swimming.
I see. They're a little bit expensive, though.
In that case, there are cheaper ones with basically the same function. How about these? They cost $40 each.
Sounds better. I'll buy two pairs of these. I also need a swimming cap for myself.
I recommend this new cap. It uses high-quality materials and costs only $20.
Okay. Then I'll buy two pairs of swimming goggles and one swimming cap.
We also have brand new swimsuits in our store. Are you interested?
No, thanks. These are enough.
Sounds good. We have a promotion this week, so you can get a 10% discount on the total amount.
That's great. Here's my credit card. Stella, what are you doing?
Well, I need to move out of my apartment, so I'm searching for a moving company.
Why? Is your contract almost over?
Not yet. I've been here for just 5 months, and I still have 7 months left.
Oh, did you have some problem with your neighbors?
Not at all. They are all kind, and I get along with them.
I heard you got a new job recently. Is it far from here?
No, it's within 5 minutes walking distance. Actually, the issue is that my father is sick.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It would be hard for my mother to take care of him alone, so I decided to move in with my parents to help look after my father.
I hope your father gets better soon.
Thank you for your concern.
Hi,
Paul. What's new?
Not much. I'm looking at the poster for the Blue Way Spelling Bee competition.
The Spelling Bee competition? What's that?
It's a competition where participants are asked to spell various words. The Blue Way Library hosts it every year.
That sounds interesting. Let me have a look. Oh, it says any Blue Way Library member can take part.
Yeah, I'm planning to enter the competition because I want to test my spelling skills. Do you want to join too?
Sure, why not? How do we sign up for the contest?
We should email the application by Thursday. Here's the email address on the bottom.
Got it. Oh! They are only accepting 50 people.
Then we should hurry.
Ocean World에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, I'm Grace, a manager of Dream Marine Museum. This year, our museum has a special program called Ocean World. The topic of the program is deep sea exploration. Through this program, children will become interested in the plants and fish living deep in the ocean. It runs from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. this Saturday, October 28th. This event will be held on the first floor. You can watch videos of deep sea exploration on a huge screen in the central hall. There will be a photo booth where you can take selfies wearing various masks of ocean creatures. In addition, you can make fish-shaped cookies with a chef. Anyone can participate in Ocean World for free without having to make a reservation. I hope to see you all there.
10번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 구매할 보안 카메라를 고르시오.
Honey, here's a flyer about smart security cameras. They're on sale.
Cool. I've been thinking about buying one to protect our house before we're away on vacation.
Same here. Which one do you want to get?
I don't think we can spend more than $500 on a security camera.
You're right. We've already spent a lot for our vacation.
There are two types of connectivity options, wired and wireless.
I prefer wireless so that we can install it anywhere we want.
Good idea. We need one that can be installed indoors and outdoors as well.
I agree. Now, we have two options left. Well, the one with sound detection looks attractive to me.
I heard that sound detection is not as accurate as motion detection.
Really? Then we should definitely get one with motion detection.
Okay, let's buy this one. Jenny, thanks for helping me prepare my speech for the graduation ceremony.
There was not much to help. You were already well prepared.
I'm still worried. Do you really think people will understand what I'm trying to say?
Steve,
do you know where my earphones are? I need them right now, but can't find them anywhere.
I saw Dad taking them this morning for his business trip.
Oh no! That means I can't use them until this Saturday.
Hello, is there anything I can do for you?
My umbrella is missing. I thought I might have left it in the restroom, but when I checked, it wasn't there.
Which restroom did you use?
The one on the third floor.
What does your umbrella look like? Could you describe it?
It's yellow and it has a wooden handle. There's a big picture of a flower on it.
Okay, I'll check if it's in the lost and found box right now. Oh, we have an umbrella that looks like yours. Is this it?
Wow, that's mine.
Wait, here's a note that says a lady found it and brought it to us.
Fred, I got the blueberry juice we ordered.
Thanks, Kathy. Oh, it has a paper straw. Don't they have a plastic one?
What's wrong with a paper straw?
It can get soaked and fall apart while drinking, so I prefer a plastic straw.
But plastic straws can harm the environment.
Protecting the environment is all good, but my drink tastes bad with paper straws.
If so, there are other types of straws to enjoy your drink that cause less harm to the environment.
I didn't know there were other kinds. Can you name some of them?
Have you heard of a silicone straw?
No, I haven't. It sounds interesting.
There are also straws made of glass or metal. They're reusable and don't affect the taste of your drink.
Nick and Annie are partners for an art project. They are supposed to make a presentation on the life of Vincent van Gogh. However, while researching and working on their project, they realized that some of the content they found was conflicting. For example, there was a disagreement about when exactly Van Gogh started painting. Nick gathered his information from the books in the library, while Annie collected hers from the internet. Nick and Annie are not sure which one to trust. Nick wants their presentation to be as precise as possible, so he thinks that they should ask their professor for help with deciding which source is more reliable. In this situation, what would Nick most likely say to Annie?
Welcome back to Tips for Entrepreneurs. Last time, we talked about this year's trendy colors. Now, let's talk about how to use them in design for your brand. Understanding the art of using colors can help create more effective and memorable designs. For example, using red for important elements will make it hard to ignore them. It's no coincidence that so many fast food logos are red. Orange communicates creativity and youth, which is perfect for a bold brand. If you're trying to get your customers excited about something, go for orange. Green, on the other hand, can communicate lots of different ideas, like luck, wealth, and freshness. Green is also a common choice to communicate environmentalism and sustainability, as well as comfort and prosperity. Lastly, for a cool and calm feel, choose blue. Brands that supply ice or cooling solutions can communicate this literal coolness through blue logos. So, to design your brand effectively, use colors wisely.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Welcome back to Tips for Entrepreneurs. Last time, we talked about this year's trendy colors. Now, let's talk about how to use them in design for your brand. Understanding the art of using colors can help create more effective and memorable designs. For example, using red for important elements will make it hard to ignore them. It's no coincidence that so many fast food logos are red. Orange communicates creativity and youth, which is perfect for a bold brand. If you're trying to get your customers excited about something, go for orange. Green, on the other hand, can communicate lots of different ideas, like luck, wealth, and freshness. Green is also a common choice to communicate environmentalism and sustainability, as well as comfort and prosperity. Lastly, for a cool and calm feel, choose blue. Brands that supply ice or cooling solutions can communicate this literal coolness through blue logos. So, to design your brand effectively, use colors wisely.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은?
17번 언급된 색깔이 아닌 것은? (목소리) 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.